This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's get back to baseball and look at today's slate.
In the rotation.
Charge. All right, let's start off the day in Milwaukee, where St. Louis is on the road at the Brewers. Let's go. Let's look at the odds here. It's the Brewers minus 110, Cardinals minus 115 on the money line, over under set at 8.5. Adam Wainwright, the ageless wonder, going for St. Louis, 5-5 this season with a 3.06 ERA against Eric Lauer, who's 6-2 this season with a 3.57 ERA. Jenks, is there a play you like here?
Yes, there is, Chelsea. And I need to scroll to it because I wrote down all these notes when I was drinking that coffee before the show. I think I would lean under here just because last time out, Wainwright struggled against the Brewers, still only allowed 3 runs, however. Lauer faced the Cards earlier this season, allowed just 2 runs. And we know the book on the Brewers, right? They'll get good pitching, but they have problems hitting the baseball. I think this total is too high. I would go under 8.5.
Ooh, I like that. I do think we'll be in for a good pitching matchup. But there is an angle here that I really like, and it's Eric Lauer under 4.5 strikeouts for plus 110. It makes me a little nervous that the juice is on the over here at minus 140. But looking at Eric Lauer, most of his big strikeout performances have come against teams that strike out a lot. And even a lot of his success, because looking at the teams he has faced, Orioles, Pittsburgh, Cubs, I almost said the Dolphins, the Marlins, the Nats, and the Cubs and the Reds. So he's played a lot of bad teams when he is pitching. But the last time he faced St. Louis, I was also on this play as well. He only struck out 1 batter. So this is way below his season average because St. Louis is a team that doesn't strike out much. And also they're a team that has a really good eye at the plate. They're very patient. The second best strikeout to walk ratio in all of baseball when it comes to facing left-handed pitching. So last time out, Eric Lauer had 4 walks, a season high against St. Louis. So when you have 4 walks, it limits your ability to go deep in games. And also that plays a factor when playing some of these strikeout props, because if you don't go deep in a game, it's fewer innings that you have to get this total. So I think I'm going to go with Eric Lauer under 4.5 strikeouts because St. Louis doesn't strike out a lot. Like I said, striking out just 16% of the time gets left-handed pitching, and also eighth best average against left-handed pitching. So that's the angle I will be taking on that one. Let's move on to the Mets and the Astros. The Mets plus 110. The Astros minus 135. Over-under set at 8.5. It's Cookie Carrasco going for New York, 8-2 with a 3.96 ERA against Luis Garcia, who's 4-5 with a 3.41 ERA. Jinx, who do you like? What's the play?
I'm going with my guy, Cookie Carrasco. He's been a moneymaker for me, but I'm going to go Mets first 5 money line, which is a little plus money. It's plus 115. In his last 9 starts, he's been even better than his record indicates, 7-1, ERA of 3.74. In 9 career starts against the Astros, his ERA drops to 3.66, so it's not crazy significant, but I think he can match Garcia here. I like the fact that it's at plus money. We know the Mets can hit, so can the Astros, so there's a sabotage factor, I suppose, on either side, but I'm going to take Mets first 5 money line and see if I can get a touch of plus money here.
Right. I think you do need to avoid the Mets bullpen because it's been an issue for New York, but I think the key stat for me, or trend in this one for the Mets, as an underdog, tread lightly when New York is not favored. They are just 9-10 this season as underdogs, and usually they're short underdogs. So it's not like, you know, they're plus 200 in some of these and they're losing. They have a below 500 record when they're underdogs. And then looking at Houston, when they're favored, they are very good. 38-19 this season as favorites and 42-25 overall. So similar records between the Mets and the Astros, but the Astros have been much better as favorites. I think I'm staying away from this one because I do think that's a key trend, but I'm not sure if I can trust Luis Garcia against one of the best hitting lineups in all of baseball. Let's go on to Cleveland and Minnesota. The Guardians plus 125 and the Twins minus 150. The Guardians coming off a big plus money win last night. And today it's Tristan McKenzie gone for Cleveland, 4-5 with a 2.96 ERA against Sonny Gray, who's 3-1 with a 2.09 ERA. Jinx, is there an angle here?
I think I'm going under again, just because both pitchers have been very good this season. And when you look at Tristan McKenzie in particular, he's got an ERA of 2.96, but he's only 4-5. So what does that tell you? It tells you he generally doesn't get the run support that he needs whenever he takes the mound. And Gray has been great this season, allowed a single run in his past three starts. I'm looking at a pitcher's duel here. So under 8.5 runs is the play for this guy.
I think if I was looking at an under, I would do first five under 4.5, just because I don't trust these bullpens. We've seen it in the past where this game was pretty neck and neck last night as I went to bed, and it was the bullpens that eventually were the factor. Tristan McKenzie, I think his strikeout prop's pretty high in this one just because he's been pretty good with the strikeouts. And like you said, a good ERA in this one. I don't know. I don't have a great read, so probably a stay away for me. Let's go into the Dodgers and the Reds. The Reds plus 145, Dodgers minus 175. Tyler Anderson looking to stay perfect on the year with an A&O record, 2.82 ERA, going against Luis Castillo. 2-4 this season with a 3.33 ERA. Jinx, does this one play as obvious as it looks?
Yes. I'm not going to play it, though. I don't want to say I got lucky yesterday with the Dodgers run line play because they were up 4-2 until I think the top of the ninth inning when Freddie Freeman hit a home run. So it took them a while to make sure I got those insurance runs that I needed. But I'm not going to bet this game because I think Luis Castillo could come out and have a good performance. He's been pretty good this season. The Reds are just a bad baseball team. And at some point, Tyler Anderson, doesn't he have to have a bit of regression? He's been so good. I don't know if that happens today, but I'm not gonna test the gambling gods here and go Dodgers run line for the second straight day. I think that's the right play. It's minus 110, but I'm not gonna bet it myself.
Right. Looking at Luis Castillo, he looks like he has figured something out. Four straight quality starts, but this was the case for Tyler Mahle entering yesterday's game against the Dodgers. So it's a little different when you're facing the Dodgers. We all know it's a good lineup. I think the advantage for me would be taking some kind of value play on the Reds. But like you said, it's tough. I think I would definitely wouldn't play the Dodgers because I think the Reds do have a shot here, especially when you're playing in such a home run friendly park where, you know, one bad pitch and the game can be broken up wide open, especially for Tyler Anderson, who, like you said, at some point, I think he's probably going to fall back to earth. So I would lean towards the Reds in the first five, maybe plus a half, and think Luis Castillo can hopefully keep them close. But I don't have any faith in the Reds bullpen. So definitely not a full game play, but maybe the Reds in the first five, adding that half run. This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. Right now, we're doing a little baseball. And then coming up later in the show, talking a little NBA draft. So let's get to it in Boston, where the Red Sox minus 155 against the Tigers. Tarik Skubal, 5-4 for Detroit, 3.13 ERA against Michael Wacha, who's been excellent for the Red Sox this season, 5-1 with a 2.28 ERA. Jinx, we're rolling through these baseball games.
Woo!
Woo! You like the Red Sox here?
Or the Tigers? I do. I like the Red Sox quite a bit. I know it's at minus 155, but I just think you have to go with the hotter team at this point. Red Sox have gone 15-4 in June. Wacha has been fantastic. Now, I love Tarik Skubal, but if you look at his performances recently, Chelsea, that 3.13 ERA is a little bit deceiving. He's given up 12 earned runs and 3 home runs in his last 3 games. So I think there's a real possibility that Boston tees off on him, particularly with those bats and the way they're playing. So I like Red Sox money line at minus 155.
I think this is a candidate for a nerfy for me because looking at both of these pitchers, we've talked about how good Michael Wacha has been this season. And he has a good matchup here because Detroit is a bad hitting lineup. And then looking at Tarik Skubal, he has really good strikeout stuff, but sometimes he falls apart in the later innings, and he's not a guy that usually will go deep in games. I will say he is much improved this season, and he's a young guy. Like, you're expected to have some kind of improvement when it comes to going deeper in games. But I think he has the strikeout stuff to maybe limit the Red Sox bats in the first inning, and it should be a pretty good price because this is not an extremely low total. So I'm not sure what segment we're doing Nerfy Yerfy in, but I think that's a prime candidate for yours truly.
All right. I would not talk you off of that. I like that quite a bit. In fact, as you said that, had a little mind meld there. I'm gonna go with a Nerfy in the Dodgers Reds game. So I'm looking up those odds as we speak.
That's tough though, because like I said, that's a very home run friendly park.
It is, but also if you look at the odds, in fact, I've got them right here, and we'll talk about this later on. They're pretty much the same. Yes is minus 115, no is minus 110. So as we always say on this show, when you're betting Nerfy and Yerfy, it is really a coin flip, and the odds in that particular game reflect that.
Yeah, but that's not a coin flip I want to take because the ball's flying these days. Have you noticed that? Now that the weather's warmer, we're seeing these totals skyrocket because we were seeing 7.5 even for bad pitchers, and now – 8.5s, 9.5s, especially in Cincinnati.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.